The Hopi tell us Tewa, the sun god, moved endlessly through the universe. When his work of creation was ready to begin, his nephew, Sutuknang, he called across the heavens and said, "Now we shall make the world, and it shall be filled with life. You shall make the earth to be the mother of all creation. I, the sun, will shine upon the earth and take away the darkness. I will be the light and the father of all creation." Then Tewa gave direction to Sutuknang, directions by which to make the world. So it was that the world was made by Sutuknang, and out of the Tokpila, that is, endless space, he gathered everything into solid substance. Some he made earth, some water. These, the earth and water, he divided into places from which life could spring, the mountains and the valleys, and the waters were all where they should be. Then Sutuknang went to Tewa and said, "I want you to see what I have done, and I have done well." And Tewa looked and said, "It is very good, but you are not done with it. Now you must create life of all kinds and set it in motion according to my plan." Now Sutuknang knew the universal plan and went into the endless space and gathered substance to create his helper, the Spider Woman. "Look all about you, Spider Woman," said Sutuknang. "Here now is endless space, but in the world there is no joyful movement. The world needs life. The Tokpila, endless space, needs men and women to live on the world and to contemplate the endless beauty of creation. You should make all life so that at the end of your work, mankind shall be prepared for Tewa's coming." Spider Woman wasted no time. She began right away with her work, taking substance from the earth. She began by making grass and bushes and trees, the bearers of seeds and nuts and fruits. She made these to clothe the earth. Likewise, she made four-legged creatures, creatures with wings, creatures with furs, and set them before herself. To the right and to the left hand she set them and said, "Now go to the four corners of the world, go out in the four directions, and fill this world with a joyful beauty and a great movement of life." And so it was done, that the world was prepared with life. Tewa looked now at the earth, all filled with life, and said, "It is good, and now it is time to complete the plan." Now in the darkness, Sutuknang stood in the sky as the pattern by which Spider Woman would create man. In that darkness before the dawn of creation, Spider Woman gathered clay of each of the four colors, red, white, black, and yellow, and began molding from each clay a man and a woman in the shape of Sutuknang. While she worked, Spider Woman sang the creation song. These four men and four women she made and covered them with her white cape, the four races of mankind. At the time of the dark purple light of dawn, that first morning of creation, Spider Woman lifted her cape, and the bodies of the human people were solidified. At the time of the yellow light of dawn, the human people awakened, but there was still dampness in the clay in the top of their heads and a soft spot there. It was through that the breath of life entered man in the second phase of his creation, the yellow light of the creation dawn. Soon the sun appeared above the horizon, curing the final dampness of the bodies and warming the human people with love and knowledge. The people arose, a man and a woman of each of the four sacred colors, red, white, black, and yellow. Finished and solid they stood, and proudly they faced the sun. "That is your creator," said Spider Woman. "The sun is your father and the creator of all things. You shall know to love him. You stand upon the earth, who is your mother and the sustainer of all life, and you shall know to love her." And so it was finished that way.